back. How's it going?
Hey, man. How's it going? It's another week of who knows what's
going to happen. Nothing positive happened?
Who knows what's going to happen?
Hey, at least the TSA guys are going to start getting paid, so good for them.
Is that happening? I can't tell. Like, I feel like every time I look at, I see one thing, and then the next thing you know, I'm seeing another thing that they're just like, it's stalled again. So
sounds like he signed the executive order and they're going to get the funding from wherever ICE is currently getting funding from.
Okay. So did he sign it or is it he's planning to sign?
I think he signed it.
Okay. And I don't know. I know I've seen some of those, some of those airports, man. Holy cow.
Oh yeah, man. You know what's funny though? Those airports, I think they said Houston was one of them.
Right.
I mean, they really should be getting mad at the people who are doing this, right? And it's actually, if you think about it, that's like their people they're messing with.
Yeah. No, it is. And it just goes to, it's interesting too, because there's so many people that go through airports on a daily basis that, you know, there's got to be a good amount of people who are just like, they've decided to cancel because they just didn't want to deal, right? Based on, you know, what they're hearing, they canceled their trips or canceled their flights and, or not planning to travel, right? Given the situation. But there's still a lot of people that still have to travel, right? Or decided to travel. And, you know, that's why you're seeing like JFK and Houston, right? Like they're just Atlanta. They're all just completely backed up where they're screwed, right? Like they're waiting hours just to get through TSA. And then some ways they missed their flight because it took longer than anticipated.
Right.
But then also there's got to be a good amount of people that just decided they're just not going to risk it, right? And so they just decided to either change their flights or just cancel altogether.
And right.
So you got to kind of wonder, it's like, okay, how much money was lost during that period? Right? Like from an airline standpoint, how much money are they going to be down during this period of time? Deciding to fly, right?
Well, I think the sad part, well, not sad, but for certain airlines, especially the low-cost carriers, they're getting hit two sides, right? So I've heard that Air Premia, which is like a low-budget carrier that flies to Korea, they started canceling their long hauls from LAX and Honolulu because the fuel prices are too high. So it's not worth flying. It's not worth flying people over to Korea because I guess they're not making enough profit.
Right.
So on top of that, I mean, if people are canceling already and then your plane is not full, it's like,
and it's not worth it, right? It's not worth to have those flights.
Yeah.
So for those smaller carriers, like, how long can they operate under those conditions, right?
Where
they're going to eventually fold. I mean, we had those situations with, you know, the Hawaii ones, right? And ultimately it became just Hawaiian, right? And then Hawaiian eventually got sold to Alaska.
Right. And so, now that's dismal too. I mean, the way they're gutting Hawaiian is sad, right? I mean, it isn't Hawaiian anymore. And from what I hear, I have friends flying from the mainland and they're like, oh, the workers are even making jokes like, oh, this is happening because it's Alaska. That's why they don't even consider themselves Hawaiian anymore. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, and like the whole program, right? The flying the
Yes,
rewards program, right? Is
real.
under the Alaska one too, right? So like
Real.
all the perks are different and everything.
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the days of being a member is definitely not the way it used to be.
Yeah, they're
For a lot of things, right?
yeah.
So
Loyalty doesn't get you anything these days,
yeah, it
unfortunately.
really doesn't. It really doesn't.
I mean,
It really doesn't.
if you can afford it, it's better just to fly in a higher tier and then just get the perks that way
Yeah.
because yeah, it isn't worth it.
Yeah.
Sadly.
And it's just like, yeah, just look for the best price nowadays,
Yes.
right? Like a lot of Southwest long time flyers, right? Because now the way they Southwest has changed their system, right? Both the seating and the rewards loyalty program. Yeah, a lot of them are just like just going for best value now, right? Like what they can get.
Yeah.
It's just not worth staying trying to stay loyal to
Airline
one
or
brand, right?
right.
Yeah, I mean everything. It's just and nowadays I don't you can't like you as a if you're affluent, right? Or you have a lot of disposable income. It's like you're probably like listening and you're just like, well, what do I care? I don't care.
All
I
right.
like staying loyal, or I like doing this, I like doing that, and I like to go out, or I order out. I order, DoorDash all the time. It's like, hey, good for you. But for the average person, who's kind of like basically they have a even if they have a decent paying job, but if they're paying, they're paying rent and utilities and things like that, especially if they have a family, you got to, at this day and age, you have to
Right.
start evaluating, hey, do I need this? Or, and maybe there is a cheaper option, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even to the point where now, look, Netflix
Yeah, they're gonna
increased their
raise the price.
prices
Yeah,
again.
crazy. Where does it end, right?
Yeah,
Where
so
does it end?
it really is something. It's like it's just not gonna stop, right? It's just gonna
Right.
continue increasing. But is your pay increasing
No.
in right? Like it's not, right? So
I
you're
mean,
gonna have
yeah.
to start making those choices and figuring out, do you need that? Maybe not, right?
Which is sad. I mean, it shouldn't come down to that, but that's what it's coming down to, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially because it's with the way the technology space is and the world is happening, what's happening in the world, it's kind of like, yeah, you a lot of things are out of your control in terms of how the market is being changed.
Right.
The only thing in your control is what you end up buying,
Right. Your spending habits are
Yeah,
the only thing
exactly.
that can be controlled.
That's the only thing you really have control over. You have no control over the price of goods. You have no
Right.
control over the what these companies doing are in terms of loyalty programs and what you get and what you don't get and things like that. You don't control that. So it's like now use those things like that, use Skyscanner or like Google Flights to figure out, yeah, your best options for flights. It's no longer all, well, I only used to fly Hawaiian. Right? It's like,
Yeah,
well, it's
no.
not even Hawaiian anymore.
Yeah.
Right? Like those days are gone. And you gotta start evaluating, you know, other things, because it's no longer, well, you know, I used to get a 2-check bag. Well, no, that's gone too. right? Like, you don't get that anymore.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're just like, well, I fly all the time, right, for business. Well, okay. So you already have the miles, and you're already in a premium program.
Right.
Right. Good for you. But like, the average person is not.
No.
And I'm just speaking to the average person at this point, because
yeah, I mean, if you're an
yeah. exception, right, to where it's just like, oh, you travel all the time for work, or you make enough money where, and maybe you're single and you don't, you know, you only have to pay for yourself, and you only, great, go, you know, subscribe to Netflix, buy the most expensive plan. You have a 4K TV that you can watch everything on, right? Like, good for you, right?
Yeah.
But the average person, you know, especially if you have an average paying job, or, and maybe you have kids and you have a significant other, and you guys, even though you're two family income, you have kids. Yeah. It's not cheap. It's, you know, even groceries, right? Groceries is not cheap. You can't. Should go to yeah. Costco and Sam's, you know, because right now that is probably the best deals you can get right now, is going to, you know, Costco and buying, you know, trying to buy stuff in a little bit bulk and try to do meal prep, right? That's probably your best option right now, instead of going to a supermarket every week and, you know, unless you're a coupon, you do coupons and all that, and, you know, but some people just don't have the time to do that. So they just need to buy, you know, the necessities for the month and, right, do their day to day. And yeah, you just, I don't know. It's just, nowadays, so, you just cannot.
Right. Oh. Transitioning into that, I mean, about trying to make ends meet and things like that. So there was a heated discussion going on in the Facebook groups here and Reddit too. So we have red light cameras now, right? If you run red light, or if you speed through a intersection with those cameras, it'll ticket you. Send you the ticket to the registered owner of the car.
Okay.
Which is great. I mean, I think I don't have a problem with that, because they said they're having the office police officers review all those tickets before it's sent out.
Okay.
But I guess the camera technology has gotten good enough that it can actually read your to see if your safety check and your registration is valid as well.
Okay.
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 So, I mean, I regularly drive around and I see people with, I think I've seen somebody with, I mean, freaking safety check that's been expired since the pandemic.
Okay.
And these people are driving around. They don't pay. Obviously, if their safety check is expired, they're not, their registration is expired too, right?
Right.
Because you can't get registration without a safety check.
Right.
So bam, they're trying to pass a law that's going to allow them to, the city is trying to pass a resolution or whatever to allow them to do that.
Okay.
And on Facebook, there's an uproar. They're like, oh, that's not right. I mean, you're making us into a surveillance state and blah, blah, blah. You guys shouldn't be doing that. There should be better things to do. And I'm thinking like, wait a minute, right? I pay my fair share of registration and taxes and whatnot, right? And then somebody else goes, we already pay a lot of it. We already pay so much in registration. You guys shouldn't be doing that. But I'm like, wait a minute. What does that have to do with the car not being registered, right?
Yeah, in some ways, it's like if they're able to find your license plate, they can easily, if the system was
right
properly built, The right. system would be able to go, this license plate that ran through the red light also is not registered
right.
for this current year. And it also has does not have a
so they should bill you all that at one time, right?
Exactly. Like, it's not a matter of they can, oh, they're, it should be already in the system, right? Like, if the system is properly built, it's not right. even a question. It's just, it can do it, right? Like, so what are these, like, well, it's just dumb people at this point.
Well, no. So I think they're trying to, oh, so one guy finally said it. They go, we can't afford it.
Okay.
Right?
That's the real.
Right. The and real I'm like, okay, problem. I'm sorry. If you can't afford it, then you're going to have to take the bus or other modes of transportation, right?
Yeah.
But, and, you know, I mean, I'm not, I mean, I am lucky to have a well-to-do job and whatnot and be able to pay everything. But I think the problem is entitlement. They're like, no, we're entitled to drive. And I don't think we have to pay for registration and safety.
Well, and you know, actually, what the other issue is they probably don't have insurance either.
They probably don't. Exactly. And these are why yeah. people run after an accident too, which is happening every day.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I think people don't register is because they don't have insurance.
Yeah.
But in Nevada, we kind of have a similar problem there, right? Where most likely, if you're not registered, it's probably because you don't have insurance, because you need the insurance to register. Right?
But I bet in Nevada,
you need the insurance to register.
Right.
And register, and you need a small check, right, to register. Mm. So you need to, usually what happens is if you go to the, you want to register, you don't have the small check. You go to a small check, you could pay for the small check and the register at the same time.
Oh, okay.
But if the system is does not have an up-to-date insurance,
you can't do it.
You can't register. You can pay for the small check, say you got it done, but you can't register at the same time. So then I have to go back home and put in your updated insurance and or log in, right? Put in your updated insurance and then do your registration, pay for your registration. But if you don't have your updated insurance...
But I bet in Nevada...
Yeah.
If you don't have registration or insurance, they'll probably impound your car, right?
I would hope. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a problem with a lot of cases where whether they have enough people to actually identify and do that, right? Or if they just give tickets, but yeah, ultimately that would be the case, right?
So
now I don't know the rate of that happening, right? Because I've seen people complain about in Nevada as well, right? But like,
so the problem with, I mean, well, Hawaii, we have a lot of problems. I mean, so the other resolution or bill they're introducing is if your car is not registered, I mean, your expiration of your registration is over 3 years, then they'll finally impound your car. And I'm thinking, dude, that is way too much grace period. I think a year is good enough.
What like three years?
So you could,
I mean, if drive you really want to give a grace period, just yeah, then I mean
a year. I think behind, a year.
Yeah, a year behind. So like this year is 2026, right? So you let's say you don't
register,
right? So come, let's say this month you're supposed to register, right? So you don't come around 2027. If you're past March 2027, so it's like April 2027, right?
Then your car, then
you should be then impounded. your car can be impounded, right? Like
no,
versus
in Hawaii,
3 years, right? 3 years.
2029,
right?
And well, I'm like,
so here's the thing, right? And this is a couple of things, right? They, if they wanted to reduce cars on the road, they should do that. They should implement a kind of like a like here's a clear kind of like clear indication of, oh, your car is going to get impounded if you don't do this,
right? Right.
And we're going to start enforcing it. And now we're installing all these cameras so we can, you know, so not just for red light safety, and speed, but it's like we're also trying to enforce proper car registration, right?
Right.
And you're where the system is able to identify that. Now, they shouldn't have said what their mistake was saying, oh, we're going to add it as part of this. No, it's just our system can identify. We already, it's because your system should be able to do that.
Right.
You know what I mean? Your system should be updated enough where you have a license plate.
Your yes.
license plate is supposed to identify, tied to a VIN number, and that VIN number should be able to know if you have a registration, right?
Right.
Your system should know that. If they're saying our system can't do that yet, that's their problem. That's right. The state's problem, right? But ultimately, yeah, they should do that, because ultimately, if they want to reduce the number of cars on the road, then this
well, that be... the other thing that the state is not doing is all those cars that people are moving here and bringing their cars with them, they're not properly getting permits either.
Right, so you
see these guys driving around with mainland plates, no vehicle permit, and they do that for years.
Yeah.
And the cops don't do anything.
Right. So I think if they just built, so they just need to have that system in place right now. And which they should ultimately,
sure.
But if they don't have it, they should start doing that. Now, the people who are complaining, yes, because, okay, if it's too expensive, well, then, yeah, then maybe a car is too expensive for you.
Right.
And that's a different problem, right? Now, that's a problem that we're talking about a little bit, about just how much things, you know, just the expense that people have to deal with,
right? Yes. In
this day and age. And it's not just car, it's the gas, it's the maintenance, right? It's everything tied to that car.
Right.
Now you could say, well, I do my own car maintenance. Well, okay, good for you. But like at the same time, gas costs money. You don't control the gas prices.
Right.
And in Hawaii, they have some of the worst gas prices. And definitely. Rightfully so, because it's not easy to get there. So, it's not cost efficient to be in the islands and have a car. Now, it may be convenient given whatever, like maybe because you live on the west side and you have to come into town for work. Yes, that is a problem.
Right?
You having a car is important, but then so is the other things to make. If you want the state to operate in a certain way, then you should expect everybody else to pay that.
Yeah.
Same as you.
So right.
You should want this in place. Now, if you're that type where I can't afford it and it just costs too much, where it's just like, well, yeah, then that's a different problem. But at the same time, you're ultimately making that decision.
Right.
So you're saying you should be the exception to the rule, right? Like that. So it's like for those people who are arguing that, you're not solving the problem. You're just saying I'm an exception, which is not an answer to this.
Right.
Right. So. But the solution is that it should be enforced, because ultimately everybody should be following that. So it allows the state to enforce the real bad culprits, and then they can have it's a more automated system, so that we can reduce the amount of cars on the road. And ultimately, hopefully, right, this is the ideal situation. If that was the case, and that reduces the commute to from your time on the road, which is great for everybody.
Yes.
right? But if you just continue, if you're saying, oh, I can't afford it, but I need the car, well, you just, you're saying you're an exception. So that, and that makes everybody else the exception. And now we have congested roads in an island that shouldn't have that many cars. It really shouldn't.
Right.
And so you're, and in some ways they're lucky and there hasn't been stronger enforcement on rules, like one car per household, right? Like you're lucky that hasn't been introduced yet, right? And
oh,
and put in place, right? Because then that would even cause a bigger uproar, because you know that would just, you know, some households, they have multiple cars.
Well, they're lucky we don't do the thing in Japan where they come and measure your parking stall. Then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. In Japan, right? To buy a car,
yep.
You have to prove that you have the space to park the car at your residence. If you can't prove that, you can't buy the car.
Yep.
So in some ways, and it's funny because people are just like, well, Japan has great, you know, public transportation. Yeah, they worked on that. Like, that's the thing. Like, people, it's funny how people operate and think about, you know, problems and think, oh, well, this is what they... You think it just happened overnight? Like, no. That's something that it took time to get to that point. Yes, it did take time.
Right.
But, and people struggled to get to that point. Right? Like, that's, it's not something that just like, oh, well, they got it easy. No, it's like, it didn't just happen.
Yeah, so I think our governor finally is talking to, I forgot what city's government in Japan, to figure out how to make the rail better or something. I'm thinking, really?
Yeah.
Only now? Kind of late when when all you guys pass by the major, malls on the central and the west side already.
Right. I mean, it really is one of those things where I think people just, they want to operate in a sense that, okay, yeah, they want things in place, but then they don't want it applying to them, which is it's not how society works, people. It's not how society works.
Everybody wants that special treatment.
Yeah, that's not a society.
Yeah.
And I think I think it's a good thing, right, that they should be doing that. Because, right, like if you're saying, okay, yeah, well, people should be, right, like you're like the whole point, like I don't think one thing, okay, I think they should get rid of safety checks.
And I would be fine with that.
Yeah, I think they should get rid of safety checks and just incorporate the smog check, which is more just staying true to the environmental aspects of the world. Mm-hmm. But, like, you shouldn't get docked because your one bulb is out. Mm-hmm. Now, if you get pulled over because your one bulb, your brake light is out, that's, well, yeah, you should fix that.
Right.
But registering your car because, and, you know, just be like, hey, yeah, I got to get that fixed, right? And it's an easy fix. Come on.
It is.
It's an easy fix. And there are parts of the safety check that, yeah, you should have those things in place, but at the same time, it shouldn't stop you from registering your car.
Right.
You know, you should have the key things from a state level. Is it a state level or a city level? Either way.
City and county.
Yeah. So either way, they just need to They need to have cars registered in the system, and so that it's easy to trace back who owns these cars, right?
Right.
It's the whole point. Ultimately, because a car is ultimately a dangerous. It is a dangerous vehicle. I mean, it's, you know, like from a safety standpoint, it's a dangerous vehicle. And so it should be registered and taxed and everything. Yeah, like, I mean, that's because ultimately these cars, you want the roads fixed? Well, you know, you're expecting the city to fix these roads, then yeah. I mean, they gotta use the funding for, I mean, they gotta get that money from somewhere.
Right.
It doesn't just, you know, that's they're like, well, we pay taxes. Well, those taxes are supposed to all do a lot of things.
Right.
Right, like it's supposed to apply to a lot of things. It doesn't be like, oh, it pays for your road, right? Like, there's multiple aspects of what our government runs and how it gets their money and what that money is supposed to go to. Now, I'm not going to get into a whole situation where it's like, well, are they actually doing that? That's a whole different. That's a whole different topic, right? Like, that's a whole different discussion. Whether they're actually applying the money where it should be, that's, you know, I can't get into that, but that's how it's supposed to work.
So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, so they should be doing this. No, they should get rid of safety checks. They should keep the registration, right? They should keep that, you know, where red light cameras and everything, they should keep that. They should implement that and being able to automatically identify if a car has been registered or not and send it. Yeah, like you're saying, send the bill all at the same time. Right?
Right.
And then they should have a system in place to follow up on how, okay, what happens if they don't pay these bills, right? They don't pay these tickets and the registration over a course of period. And yeah, that means you're car is probably impounded, and then two, your license is revoked. Especially if you have multiple red light situations, right? Like if you have multiple red light situations and you're not paying that, then yeah, your license probably should be revoked.
Probably. But
you know, well, I don't know what the number would be, but like clearly you're not following any safety laws.
Yes.
Right, so I don't think you should have a license. If you caught multiple times on a red light camera, multiple times. I'm not saying one time, right? Like multiple times. Yeah. Then you should probably not have a license.
Yeah.
Like,
but then there's gonna be those people that go, oh, but how is he gonna get to work? How is he going to get groceries for his family?
That's his fault. That's his fault. He should have thought about that before he went through the
red
lights.
Right. But that's a problem, right? Because no one wants to, no one is accountable these days.
Well, and that's why they have to implement that system, right? To make it like, no, we're holding you accountable. This is the whole point. Like, you want other people to be accountable except for you. No, that's not how it works. Everybody. Yeah. Is held to the same standard. No. That's how it should be.
That's why people feel they're entitled to not.
Right.
No, I don't want, I can't afford it. That's why I'm not going to pay it. It's like, okay, but then you lose some rights. No, I'm still going to drive. It's like, wait, that's not the way it works.
Yeah, that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works, period. That's just, it's just not the way it works. Right? Like, you don't get to choose what you're entitled to.
Yes.
That's not how it works.
But we live in a very entitled society now. So a lot of these people are like, no, I'm entitled to do this and this. It doesn't matter if I don't have to pay. It's like, No, that's not how it works.
And part of it is, right, the system's technically, right, the system's broken overall.
It is.
The system's broken. So, yeah, I mean, you could be struggling. You could be in that situation where you're struggling ends meet because, yeah, the job market sucks, right? You have a family you have to mm-hmm. take care of and everything, and you can barely make ends meet, right? It's the system's broken. But at the same time, you can't just have everybody breaking, you know, just bending the rules, because then you have no society at that point. You're just right. It's just lawless, right? And then it's just everybody operates on their own, and it's the Wild West, right? Like, they're just, everybody's doing whatever's, right? But then mm-hmm. what are you, you're no longer a society at that point. There's things that need to change, but at the same time, there's things that need to be structured and put in place to make sure it doesn't get into this. Well, at that point too, right? Then it's just like, well, we're living in a, we should just live in a zombie apocalypse world then, right? Because let the whole thing shut down, right? Like, and now you're just running for your life. There's no jobs. There's no government. There's no utilities, right? There's nothing, right? Everybody's just fighting for themselves.
Right? Yeah.
That's what would happen, right? I mean, that's an exaggeration, but that's what happens when there's no society. It's just a zombie apocalypse and everybody operates under their own arms.
Or they got to figure out how they did it in fiction, but Star Trek, right? Where they don't have money anymore,
right? Like, and that's like a utopia type of yes. society, right? Like, because then there's no currency, but everybody right. functions, provides,
still does their job.
And, yeah, right. They're doing what they need to do to move forward. Right. The whole right. point is, but you're given everything that you need to live
mm-hmm.
and survive. Right. You're giving everything, and there's places for you to even go and like, yeah, if you need a break, right, during your break, you can go and drink and do whatever and whatever. Right. Right? But at the end of the day, you're still doing your job. Right. Like, right. You're still contributing to that society.
Right? Right.
Whether it was like on that star, right, starship
mm-hmm.
that you were assigned.
You're, right.
You're doing a job.
Everyone serves a purpose.
Right. And ideally, you know, where because ultimately they're the government in that, you know, hypothetical is like you're everybody's moving towards where, yeah, the government has the resources to fund everybody to live, right, and function, that, yeah, you don't have to pay, right? There's no currency.
All right. Well, we got to be careful with that one, because somebody's going to equate that to communism.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, that's... It's a hyper kind of, well, like, fictionalized version of that. Right.
Right.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
It could never happen, because people would be like, well, why does he get to do the easy job when I have to break my back doing this job?
Because you didn't pass the exam to get to that job, right? Like, unfortunately, you couldn't even answer these 10 questions to get you that job. So that's why you're... like in what is that, Starship Troopers, you're mobile infantry, because you
frontline.
Yeah, you unfortunately you're not smart enough to get that job where you can be a scientist or a strategic or a pilot, right? You failed. This was your aptitude test, and you are meant for shooting the gun. You're basically
frontline infantry.
Frontline, and if you die, you die, right? Like you
cannon fodder.
Yeah, basically, oh, right? Like now, that's the opposite version, right? Of Star Trek, right? Like that was the like
that's the hard truth version. It's sorry.
Yeah, you there's an aptitude test. You based on that test, you get assigned certain areas. And if you were basically, if you didn't score high, everybody got slotted into mobile infantry, right? And there, you were basically frontline fodder. And maybe you could be that one guy who was like Johnny Rico, who somehow was the prime soldier, right? And everything. But like most of those people died. Like everybody he knew as part of mobile infantry eventually died, I think.
That's right.
Right. And
so were they trying to teach a lesson then to not be dumb?
I don't know if it was so much of a lesson. It was just more like everybody has a place kind of thing, right? Like everybody has a place. And whether you like that place or not, that was in some ways that was your place, right?
Well, like that was your fate to end up there.
Yeah. I mean, because you just, you know, from an intelligence standpoint, you just didn't meet the requirements, right? You weren't Doogie Howser, where he became the, you know, the head scientist. A strategist, right? Where he could essentially ultimately read minds,
right?
Which was right, like that's a very highly fictional version of reality, but like that was his role, right? Like versus his girlfriend, where she became the pilot, right? And she was skilled enough to get into that, right? But like right, everybody had their role. Like unfortunately they definitely needed a lot more infantry, right, people, and so that's why a lot of people ended up in there.
Right,
but then, you know, there's other places, other roles that people didn't highlight in the movie, right? But then people who operate on the ship, right? You could have been an engineer on the ship, right? You could have been ultimately, too, in that scenario, a lot of people died, right? Like, even if you're on the ship, you died because,
right?
Like, when they started shooting up all those asteroids into the air, it's like, some of those ships just completely just got demolished. So,
yes, they did,
right? Like, and so that's a version of society, right? Like, whether you like it or not, right? Like that's what happened. But then, right? Like, unfortunately, like there are going to be situations, going back to this whole, you know, whether you can afford to pay for these fees and things like that. Like, even like people complain about taxes. Yes. It sucks. Well, one, it sucks that we have to calculate our own taxes when they should know.
Right.
Like the only times they don't know is like, okay, yeah, if you're getting cash, right, for something, right? Like tips, or running a cash only business, blah blah blah, right? They won't know. It can suspect based on bank statements and things like that, or what's reported, right, ultimately from financial institutions to the IRS, right?
Mm.
But ultimately, they don't know. And so those situations, yeah, you have to report, right? Or if you're running your own business, ultimately, you have to report, right, like to the IRS. But like for the average person who just does a W-2, they know.
Why are they doing that, right?
Yeah, they know.
Because somebody can make money.
Right. And if you're trying to, like, well, you want to say you have deductions, then you should report those, right? But, like, right, other than that, if you're a person, a standard person, why are you filing, right? Like, that
government has all that information.
Yeah, it should be automatic, right? Like, I didn't, there's no difference in my deductions. And so it's like, yeah, what was reported from my employer as my W-2, that's, you should be able to just get your W-2, look at it and go, yeah, looks good, and then do nothing. Right? So that should be the because you paid those taxes, right? And then it's just like, that's it. And then the government should be able to say, well, okay, you should pay more or less, or there's a refund, right? They should be able to give you the refund, right? Mm-hmm. Based on your W-2, right? It should be automatic.
Right.
But yeah, it's not. And so that's why people complain. Well, they complain when they have to file their taxes, and then it comes out that they have to pay more.
Right.
And then you're just like, right? They complain about, it's like, well, where's my taxes going anyways, right? It's like, yeah, I mean, that's a problem in itself, because that's a viewpoint where it's a larger problem, right? Because now you look at what's happening in current politics and you're just like, I'm paying for this shit? Like, I'm paying for these guys to just do shit,
right? Yep, that's exactly, like, what we're doing,
right? Like, and then you get upset, now you're thinking that's how the whole system works, right? And then now you're just like, I'm not paying my registration. Right? Like, that's kind of the attitude that we're going, right? And it's just like, I'm not doing this, right? It's like, you know, then it's like, well, if you feel that way, there's probably, yeah, hundreds of thousands of people that feel the same way, right?
Right.
And now, if all those other people do the same thing, it's like, now you're just like, okay, now we have all these other people who are not paying. And then then it comes down to, oh, well, Hawaii doesn't do shit for their roads. What's it because, part of it is because there's a bunch of people who didn't pay their registration fees.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's a bunch of people. Now there's way more cars than what's equivalent in terms of fees to support the system to maintain the roads. It's just not, right? It's not equating to the same amount. Especially like you're saying, right? If we get more cars coming from, you know, mainland, right, that's now driving on the road, but they're not paying for registration either. It's like, and who knows? They're probably not insured either.
Probably not.
So if they're not paying, right, and you're not paying, then it's like, then how do you expect the roads to get repaired?
Right.
Right? Like, or how do you expect, you know, things to be enforced when it's like, okay, we don't have funding for that. Part of the funding was coming from the registration, but if people aren't paying that, then and then you complain about, oh, okay, there's not, right?
And then it burns us who do pay, because what happens is, exactly, like, hey, we're not collecting enough in registration. We need to raise registrations.
Oh, yeah, shit, exactly, man. Exactly, right? So it's like, it hurts everybody. It hurts everybody.
Right.
It hurts the people. It definitely hurts the people who are paying.
Right.
Right. Because now it just feels like, where is that money going? It even more so, right? Like, what am I paying for then?
Right. But
part of it is because you're trying to be a good citizen.
Yes. Right?
You're trying to be a good citizen, and you want to, in understanding of the laws of society and economics, yeah, like, that's necessary. But yeah, no, I can understand how people feel, but, like, at the same time, it's like, but you're not helping the situation by not paying, right? Like you think that's helping. You're helping yourself. That's all you're doing.
Yeah, they're helping themselves.
Right.
And well, that and the thing is, there's no consequence that they see for it, right?
Correct. Yes, there's no consequence. And it's, but then they're expecting things to be better, right? And that's not how it works. Right? It just doesn't work that way. Right. One of those chicken and the egg type of situations, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't do this, then this doesn't happen. But if this doesn't happen, then, well, will this happen? It's like, well, yeah. I mean, not really, because can you enforce it if they don't really have the funding to enforce it?
Right.
Like, it's just like, and it just becomes a spiraling problem, right? Because
sadly,
yeah.
Nothing's gonna get better.
But if they try to, that's why if you change certain things, like get rid of safety check. Why are you putting a hurdle? If the main goal is to get a registration, stop putting hurdles to get that registration done. Right.
Well, like, they're saying that it's so that your car is properly maintained, right? But we know that for auto shops, it's a money generator, right? Mm-hmm. And I've had friends, I tell my friends, don't ever get safety check at a dealership, even if they tell you they're going to do it for free, because free doesn't mean it's free. I mean,
no, exactly. It's just
they're
going to
find right. They're going to find everything that's wrong
and
write you up for it so that you have to get it fixed.
Right. Yep. I mean, statistically too, I don't know if it really helps.
It probably doesn't.
I don't know, right? Like,
or that leads to the people not registering their cars because, I mean, I think in one of our friends' cases, they put it on the lift, said, oh, one of your power steering hoses looks a little bit wet. Okay, yeah, that's $2,000 for you to fix that.
Right.
At that point, you're probably not going to, I mean, if you really
you're not gonna,
can't afford it,
then,
you're not going to fix
it. At that point,
it.
You're just like, well, I'm not going to fix it and I'm not going to register my car.
Right.
Right now, it's just like, well, and insurance is not covering it. So it's like, no. I can't fix it. I don't have the money to fix it.
Right. And that car is forever tagged that you can't get safety until you fix what's in the system.
Maybe it is a safety issue, right? It technically it is, right? I guess you could say it's technically a safety issue. But that person is driving it regardless.
Right. So that person took it to a different mechanic.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, it doesn't look like it's leaking, but we're going to have to replace it. Otherwise, you can't get safety. And luckily, the private shop did it for a lot less than what Lexus was going to charge them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I can see how those things can lead to basically people not registering their cars,
exactly.
Too.
Right. Because they're not, their car for some reason didn't meet the code.
Right.
Right. And so it's no longer, they can't register because now they didn't pass safety check.
Right.
And then just months go by. There's like,
right. And the cops aren't enforcing it. So who the hell cares, right? At that point.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Like, so if the cops aren't doing anything,
yeah, so it's
and
just,
there's not a system in place to identify which cars are missing registration,
right?
Or maybe there is a system, but it's like it's doing nothing, right? Like it doesn't send out mailers, it doesn't send out like a reminder,
right? It knows your car is past due, but it's not going to actively do anything,
right? But like it doesn't do anything, right?
Right.
But then you know. It's kind of like, then people are just like, well, I'm just not going to pay then, right? So you got a good portion of people who are not paying or haven't paid for a long time. Then you got the people who are paying, but then just like, well, why isn't this? Why, our system sucks, right? Like, because it's like they're not improving anything.
Right. Yeah, so basically nothing gets fixed. And right, nothing exactly. Gets solved.
Nothing gets fixed. So people should, I mean, they should put it in place. They should put it in place. And I'm sorry if you're one of those people who are just feeling like, yeah, the system sucks. But honestly, there has to be a system in place, and that's how you function. And if you're not the exception, like, you cannot be the exception. Now, if you're saying, why do they need all this? Well, that's a whole different topic, right? Like, that's a different discussion. But I don't think there needs safety check. Registration, I think, is important.
Yes.
But safety check, the way they're doing the safety check, I don't think it's important. Now, there are some key aspects of a car that, yes. And maybe if instead of doing a safety check every year, maybe change the frequency so that it's longer.
Yeah, if they made it 2 years.
Right.
Or
if your car is past, let's say, if your car is past 10 years old, then maybe you have to do a safety check.
Yeah. Right?
It's kind of similar to your license.
Right.
But then, even then, I think those people are not going to pay at that point, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. I don't know if there's a right solution, but I do think putting more hurdles to get your registration done is just going to cause more people not to pay it.
So I did find out for my EV, they give me two options when I pay my registration.
Two options, okay.
Okay, so I guess there's a road tax, right? And most of the, gas cars pay that tax by putting in fuel, right? They pay
at the pump.
So many, right.
Okay.
So for EV, because we don't pay fuel costs, our fuel, right? So The interesting thing is I get a mailer saying, okay, your registration and safety are going to be up this year. I mean, because it's a new car, it's 2 years, right? So they give you safety for 2 years.
Okay.
They go, you can either pay the flat $50 road tax or whatever tax it is, or you can get your safety check done 2 months early. What? So that, you got to get it 2 months early now so that we know what the mileage is and we can charge you $8 per 1,000 miles.
Damn. Okay, I didn't know that. So, this is it's stuff like that. Like, I can see why people would get angry.
I'm like, oh, shit. Well, I guess I gotta go get mine next month because, I mean, I barely do like 2,000 miles a year. I think with my work being so close.
Right.
I'm not gonna pay $50 out of the kindness of my heart.
Well, and it's just kind of like. Right, like if they introduce stuff, stupid things like that,
yeah, right,
then it's just like that's, you know, more so than I can understand why people are just like, well, I'm not gonna pay it, right? I mean, I understand how people are angry about it, but
yeah,
like, you know, you still need to register your car, but like, yeah, like if they introduce things like that where it's like you got these exception taxes, right?
Right.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You're charging me for mileage now?
Or they're saying you can just pay the max due, right?
But it's like, that's... It kind of defeats the whole purpose of having an EV.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, okay, it's... Yeah, $50 is technically less than what you would pay at the pump.
Right.
You're already, like, for the... But then the whole point is, but you're just trying to find a way to tax EVs. Like, that was
right.
Like, it's such a stupid reason, right? People are moving towards EVs, and so, but there's still a lot of cars on the road. It's just like,
yeah. So their gas tax revenues are going down, so they got to figure out how to make it up on the EV side, right?
I mean. Because it doesn't even correlate to what they're, I don't know how they came up with this math, right? But like,
yeah, I don't know. Right. All I know is I have to go get my safety check done 2 months early. And I'm thinking, why can't you guys do this? Like, why can't it be? Yeah. Why can't I just go the usual time? Right. Oh, because they have to do the they have to be able to do the calculations. I'm like, fuck.
No, and really? See, that's so dumb, because if you had a proper system, you could just do it on the spot.
Right.
Right.
But no. I have to
that's
go in.
That's why they
early.
Just get rid of this safety check thing. Just implement the smog check. Right? The smog check is so fast.
Yeah.
And it's just, and it applies to every car. Well, technically. because even the EVs, but even there's, as long as it's not causing smog, but it shouldn't, because there's no, right? It doesn't operate on the gasoline, but like,
right.
Actually, I don't know how, actually, you know what? I don't know how, I'll check. Let me try to see if there is some data in Nevada. If there is Nevada. Do you have an E car? Do you still need a small check? Let me see what it says here. No, so EVs are permanently exempt from, okay, which makes sense, because yeah, they don't have emissions, right? Like, so okay, but other than that, yeah, you just pay the registration fee and the government services tax, right? Which is based on the type of car you have, basically.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so if you have a hybrid, mm-hmm. So if you have a new vehicle, you're exempt for the first three registrations. So basically first 3 years, right? Then it's required annually. If you have a hybrid, you're exempt from the first 5 years. Then you're required annually. So fully EV, you're exempt permanently. So you just pay the registration.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, they should just... And that thing is super fast. Like, I mean... And it's only going to fail if your car is like pumping out
super,
like,
bad, right? Yeah, right, I mean, your like cat, really,
yeah, like
your catalytic converter's got to be really gone,
right? Exactly. Like you that car is like, yeah, you shouldn't be driving it, basically, right? Because you're causing more harm than good, right?
Right.
At that point. Yeah, it's. That's pretty funny. But yeah, they just should change that. Change it to that. I think California is.
Yeah, that would make too much sense. Oh, crap. Anyway, yeah, that brings us to our hour again. And I'm sorry that nothing was really positive again.
Yeah, we went on a giant rant about just kind of like, that whole car registration.
Yeah.
And I know we've talked about that in the past, but yeah, we kind of went a little bit more in depth on it, specifically on the kind of the new kind of installation of these cameras, but and how the system works. But yeah. But other than that, yeah. Well, everybody just kind of,
hang in
stay
there.
Safe, drive safe. Yeah. Yeah.
We'll be fiscally responsible. Yeah. Budget.
Yeah. Stay
in these times.
It is one of those things where, I think you do need to kind of like think about your finances a little bit more, right? Like,
yeah.
Your daily expenses.
Yes.
So. All right.
All right. Catch you next time.
Okay. Shoot.